How bad is it today in the New Jersey, New York area in terms of the spitting fire against the Jets and the Giants?
No, you know, the thing is, everybody knows that the Giants weren't going to be real good this year. They've got a second-year quarterback who didn't really get much experience last year. They have a brand-new head coach without any sort of preparation for the season. No OTAs, no mini camp, no training camp. So everybody kind of knows that the Giants, you know, they're doing the best they can. It's actually pretty positive around here about the Giants. Whereas the Jets, and I've been down on the Jets for years with this idiot as their head coach, Adam Guru, I call him, as you know. I just hope that, you know, I'm on furlough from the fan for right now, but I'm just hoping that they just wait to pull the trigger on him and fire him until I'm back on the radio, because this has been a long time coming, for me anyway. And just everybody's just real down on the Jets. But as far as the Giants...
Wait, hold on one second. Hold on one second, Danielle. What do you mean it's been a long time coming? What did you say about Gase in the first place?
I didn't want him. I wanted the other guy that ended up going to Arizona.
Oh, you wanted Kingsbury, and then you wanted Mike McCarthy. I was just busting your chops. You were against
Mike
Gase
McCarthy
from the get-go.
Number one choice, of course. And then they ended up with Adam Gase because Peyton Manning said he was all great, and look where they are now.
So you were getting into your Giants take.
Yeah. I like Joe Judge. I mean, I know he coached one game, but I've watched his press conferences. Actually, I was eating lunch today, and I loaded up his press conference from last night. You know, the first thing he said was that, sorry, I'm a little late out here. I wanted to go around to every single guy in the locker room before I came out. I mean, that's a leader. That is a leader. I think the players respect that. And it's just little stuff like that. You know, everybody knows that he's working with minimal talent. And I think last night, especially in that first half, I mean, they were overmatched in the second half. But the first half, I mean, you saw a Giants team out there that was energetic, confident, full of effort. I mean, this team played up for Joe Judge. And that, to me, is an indicator of an excellent coach.
Danielle, I would have thought that after watching Adam Gase and the Jets on Sunday that FAN would have brought back anybody they have just to scream at Adam Gase for 24 hours and to talk about how Sam Darnold is not going to become a competent NFL quarterback. Where do you even start with the New York Jets right now?
I start at the top, always. I think that, what's the expression? What is it? The fish stinks from the top or something like that. I think it's Adam Gase is not a leader of men. You know, I've said it on here before. You compare Adam Gase and Joe Judge, and there is no comparison. Meanwhile, Adam Gase is on his second go-around with the NFL franchise as their head coach. I mean, the Jets are making Josh Allen look like John Elway this week. I mean, he had 57 yards rushing and a rushing touchdown. I was just curious just before I did a little research. The Jets made him look a better rusher than running back in week one. Todd Gurley, Raheem Mostert. Guys like Dalvin Cook, Josh Allen was better than those guys statistically this week. I mean, where do I start? At the head coach. That falls all the way on the head coach. And then after the game, he always pushes it back on the players as if it's their fault. He never takes accountability for what goes wrong with his team, ever.
So let's talk about the New York Misery Index right now, because those outside the tri-state area might not know that generally, the way it falls, Cofield is an exception, is if you're a Jets fan, you're a Mets fan. If you're a Giants fan, you're a Yankees fan. Everybody's generally stuck with the Knicks, and unless you somehow happen to adopt New Jersey. So for Jets fans, not only are you stuck with Adam Gase, but now you're trying to figure out what's going on with the Wilpons selling to the crook Steve Cohen. Like, how hard is it right now to be a New York sports fan, because there's just not a lot going on to feel good about?
Yeah, well, that's a great breakdown of the lineage of fans. And I'm actually in the minority also with Steve. I'm a Jets Yankees fan. And also the Nets. I bailed on the Nets. When they bailed out of New Jersey, I bailed on the Nets. So I guess you're right. We're all stuck with the Knicks. But, you know, I think Mets fans are just so ecstatic just to see the Wilpons and their tiny checkbooks out. I really don't think they care about that Steve Cohen was banged for insider trading, or almost, on Wall Street 3 years ago. I think they're just so happy that finally someone's going to potentially open up their wallet and pay some big-name free agents and lure them to Queens and try to make Queens great again, right? I think the meter on the Mets fans is very positive as of today. As of yesterday when the contract was signed, Jets are way down. Giants are cautiously optimistic. They're not expecting to win 10 games, but maybe 5 would be nice. And as far as the Yankees, I'm still pressing that panic button for the Yankees.